Lesson 3. Focus. How can people work to protect the environment in coastal regions? Main idea. Read to find out how people have both damaged the Pacific coast environment and worked to protect it. Vocabulary. Tundra. Oil slick. Volunteer. Wetlands. Wildlife refuge. Protecting the coastal environment. People who live near coasts depend on the resources around them in many ways. As people use those resources, they change the environment. Sometimes they damage it. However, people also work together to protect the coastal environment. A cold land. The northernmost part of Alaska is part of the Arctic coastal plain. This plain, much of which is tundra, stretches along the Arctic Ocean. Tundra is flat land without trees that stays frozen most of the year. In summer, the top few inches of soil thaw and turn into a grassy marsh. Most of the people who live along the Arctic coast call themselves Inupiat or Inuit. Both of these names mean the people. The ancestors of the Inupiat and the Inuit were among the first people to live on the tundra of the Arctic coastal plain. Beneath much of the tundra lies oil, Alaska's most valuable resource. In fact, Prudhoe Bay, which lies on the Arctic coast, is at the center of one of the world's major oil-producing areas. The huge Trans-Alaska pipeline carries oil from Prudhoe Bay 800 miles, 1,287 kilometers, south to Valdez, a port on Prince William Sound. Review. What kind of land is found on the Arctic coastal plain? Geography. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The Trans-Alaska Pipeline carries about 1.5 million barrels of oil each day. The pipeline crosses 3 mountain ranges and hundreds of rivers. Dangerous waters. When oil tankers leave Valdez, they must pass by a sharp, rocky reef. This reef is called Bligh Reef. It lies about 25 feet, 8 meters, under the waters of Prince William Sound. A reef can tear holes in the hulls or bodies of tankers and other ships. That is why a red light floats above Bligh Reef, warning ships away. Just after midnight on March 24, 1989, the oil tanker Exxon Valdez came too close to Bligh Reef, much too close. The ship crashed into the reef and came to a stop. At that moment, the most damaging oil spill in United States history began. Over the next few hours, almost 11 million gallons, 42 million liters of oil, poured into Prince William Sound. The oil polluted the water and killed fish and other animals. Much of the oil floated to the top of the water and formed an oil slick. An oil slick is the film of oil that coats the water after an oil spill. Strong winds and high waves swept the oil onto land. In time, more than 1,200 miles, 1,931 kilometers of beaches were covered with sticky oil. Review. How can oil from an oil spill harm a coastal environment? A helping hand. The ship's owners hired workers to clean up the oil. On beach after beach, the workers used shovels, hoses, and many other tools to try to clean up the mess. It took a long time, however, and the workers could not clean many spoiled beaches for months. Some people got tired of waiting for the workers. They believed that, as citizens, they had a duty to help clean up the environment. So, working alone or in groups, hundreds of people began to help. One volunteer was Billy Day. A volunteer is a person who offers to do something without pay. Soon after the spill, Billy Day walked along Gore Point, a beach about 250 miles, 402 kilometers, southwest of Bligh Reef. He watched as hundreds of birds landed in the oil. He saw hundreds more washing up on shore, their bodies turned black by oil. He later said, "It was obvious to me that until we got this stuff picked up, we were going to have more and more dead birds. For me to just stand there and pick them up didn't seem like the right way to tackle the situation." Review. Why did volunteers offer to help clean up the Alaska beaches? Taking action. Billy Day identified what the problem was. Oil was polluting Gore Point and killing birds. What could he do to help solve the problem? Over the next few months, he found out. Day noticed that in the sandy parts of Gore Point, the oil could be scooped up with shovels and buckets. He spent day after day shoveling the oil-soaked sand into bags for ships to haul away. Soon, other volunteers joined him. It was harder to clean up the rocky parts of the beach. There, the oil had to be washed off the rocks. That did not stop Billy Day, however. He spent $5,000 of his own money to design and build a machine that washed rocks. The rock washing machine worked. By early November, Day and the others had cleaned up about 1/4 mile, less than 0.5 kilometers, of the beach. 1/4 mile does not seem like much, but it was an important start. "We realized," said Day, "that if we didn't take care of this beach, nobody was going to. I mean, it's not our mess, but it's our shoreline." Review. What did Billy Day do about the problems caused by the oil spill? Other problems along coasts. Oil spills are not the only danger to the coastal environment. People sometimes pollute the ocean by dumping wastes into the water. Polluted water from the shore also gets into the ocean. In some places, coastal waters become so polluted that people cannot use the beaches and fishing areas. Polluted water is also a danger to animal life along beaches and in coastal wetlands. Wetlands are low-lying land where the water level is always near or above the surface of the land. Coastal wetlands are home to many birds and other animals. Growth has changed the coastal environment too. As the population has grown, more and more land has been used for buildings. Along many beaches, high-rise buildings now block the ocean view. In some places, people have dredged bays and filled in wetlands. In other places, people have changed the natural coastline so much that some beaches have been washed away by the tides. Over the years, some people's actions have damaged the coastal environment. At the same time, however, other people have worked for laws to help protect the coasts. The United States has made some of its coastal areas into wildlife refuges. A wildlife refuge is an area of land set aside to protect animals and other living things. People cannot build on land in a wildlife refuge. Other laws help protect wetlands from development, stop the dumping of wastes into oceans, and control water pollution. One law says that most oil tankers must have thick double hulls by the year 2015. People or businesses that break these laws can be punished. The oil industry has taken action too. Special ships built to clean up oil spills now follow tankers as they leave Prince William Sound, and above Bligh Reef, the warning light still shines. Review. What actions have people taken to help protect the coastal environment? Lesson 3 Review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. How can reefs damage tankers and other ships? 2. Recall the main idea. How have people both damaged the Pacific coast environment and worked to protect it? Think critically. 3. Personally speaking. Do you think a citizen has a responsibility to clean up someone else's mess? Why or why not? 4. Link to you. How have the people in your community or state worked together to help protect the environment? Show what you know. Art activity. Think of a project that people working together could do to protect the coastal environment. Write and illustrate a brochure that asks volunteers to help with the project. Share your brochure with your family. Participation skills. Act as a responsible citizen. 1. Why learn this skill? Imagine that you are walking through a new park with a few of your friends. You notice some trash on the ground. You pick it up and throw it into a garbage can. Your friends say, "People get paid to do that. You shouldn't have to do it." By throwing the garbage away, you acted as a responsible citizen. Although government workers do many jobs, cities and states depend on their citizens to act responsibly. When a responsible citizen sees a problem, he or she takes action to help solve it. Acting responsibly is an important part of being an active citizen. 2. Remember what you have read. In the last lesson, you read about people who acted as responsible citizens by volunteering to help clean up an oil spill. One of those responsible citizens was Billy Day. Think about what he did to help. 1. What problem did Billy Day notice at Gore Point after the oil spill? 2. What actions did he take to solve the problem? 3. Understand the process. There are many ways for citizens to act responsibly. They can learn about their community and state. They can take part in government and help choose wise leaders. They can do their jobs well, try to get along with other people, and work to solve community problems. Sometimes acting as a responsible citizen requires some special thought and action. Here are some steps that you can follow to help you act as a responsible citizen. Identify the problems around you and learn more about them. Think about ways to solve these problems. Try to think of solutions that would be good for other people as well as for yourself. Decide what you can do to help, either acting alone or with other people. Then work to bring about change. Remember to be careful. Never try to solve a problem by risking your safety or the safety of someone else. If you cannot solve the problem yourself, get help from others, such as your family, a police officer, or a community official. 4. Think and apply. Read your local newspaper to find out about a problem facing your community, or identify a problem in your school or classroom. Use the steps above to decide how you and your classmates can act as responsible citizens. Lesson 4. Focus. How can location affect the ways of life of the people who live there? Main idea. Read to find out how Hawaii's location has affected the state's history and people. Vocabulary. Interest. Americans in the Pacific. Thousands of miles off the Pacific coast, a chain of islands about 1,500 miles, 2,414 kilometers long, rises out of the water. Together, these islands make up the state of Hawaii. Because Hawaii is so far away from the mainland, people who live there face special challenges. Hawaii's location has also given the state a mix of people from many backgrounds. An island world. The state of Hawaii has 8 main islands. People live on all of them except the dry and windy island of Kohoalawe. Hawaii's 124 other islands are small and do not have fresh water. The islands of Hawaii are really the tops of mountains that rise from the ocean floor. Volcanoes formed these mountains millions of years ago. Today, only 2 volcanoes, Mauna Loa and Kilauea, are active. Both are part of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park on the island of Hawaii, the state's largest island. Hawaii means big island. Hawaii is the state farthest south. Its temperatures are warm but not hot. Ocean winds help cool the islands. Those same winds also bring heavy rains to parts of the island. Mount Waialeale on the island of Kauai is the wettest place on earth. It receives almost 40 feet, 12 meters of rain a year. Other places on the islands are much drier. Review. What formed the islands of Hawaii? Crossroads of the Pacific. The first people to come to Hawaii were Polynesians. They came from other islands in the Pacific more than 1,500 years ago. Guided only by the stars and the moon, they sailed to Hawaii in large canoes. Captain James Cook was the first European to see Hawaii. This British explorer landed on Kauai in 1778. Ships from other countries soon began to visit the islands. Hawaii's location, in the middle of the Pacific between Asia and North America, made the islands a good place for trading ships to stop. People from the United States started going to Hawaii during the 1800s. Some went to build schools and churches. Some went to start sugarcane and pineapple plantations. By 1900, Hawaii had become a territory of the United States. It became a state in 1959. People from all over the world have moved to Hawaii. Many of them moved from countries in Asia, such as Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines. Because of Hawaii's location at the crossroads of the Pacific Ocean, it has an interesting mix of cultures. Review. Where did many of the people who live in Hawaii come from? Resources and income. Hawaii's warm climate allows farmers to grow sugarcane and pineapples. Other crops include coffee, macadamia nuts, and such tropical fruits as avocados and bananas. Many flowers are also grown in Hawaii for export to the mainland. Hawaii has few minerals. It also has few factories, since transporting raw materials and finished products to and from the islands costs so much. One major industry on the islands is food processing. Because of Hawaii's location, the United States government has built many military bases there. nearly one-fifth of the people in the state work on those bases. Another important source of income is tourism, Hawaii's biggest industry. Millions of tourists from all over the world visit Hawaii every year. Honolulu, Hawaii's capital and largest city, is the center of tourism in the state. Honolulu is on Oahu, Hawaii's most crowded island. Honolulu is also a center of trade and banking. Its many banks do business in cities all over the Pacific region. Banks pay people interest when they put their money into them. Interest is the money a bank or a borrower pays for the use of money. In turn, the banks lend that money to other people. Honolulu is like other port cities. It has many of the same problems that other large cities have. But Honolulu's island location makes life very different from life in mainland cities. People in Honolulu and in other cities in Hawaii often must pay more for most of the things they buy. That is because most goods have to be imported from other places, which adds to their costs. Review. Why do most things cost more in Honolulu than in cities on the mainland? Guam. Hawaii is not the only place in the Pacific where Americans live. Some live on the island of Guam, a United States territory. Like people who live in Puerto Rico, people who live in Guam are citizens of the United States. Guam is like Hawaii in many ways. Like Hawaii, Guam has warm weather all year. In the north, the island is fairly flat, but there are mountains in the south. These mountains, like the mountains in Hawaii, were formed by volcanoes. Also like Hawaii, Guam has a mix of cultures. Tourism and military bases are the two largest sources of income on the island. Many people on the island work at military bases. Many others work in hotels and restaurants, serving the tourists who visit Guam each year. There is some farming on Guam, but it is not an important source of income. Review. In what ways are Guam and Hawaii alike? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. Who were the first people to settle Hawaii? 2. Recall the main idea. How has Hawaii's location affected the state's history and people? Think critically. 3. Link to you. How has the location of the state in which you live affected your way of life? Show what you know. Map and writing activity. Draw a map showing the 8 main islands of Hawaii. Label each one. Then, imagine that you are going to visit some of the islands. Plan your trip by showing on the map the route you will follow. On another sheet of paper, tell what places you might visit and what you might see. Involve family members in your planning. Chapter 13 Review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show that you understand how the chapter's main ideas are connected. Complete it by writing 3 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 101 of the activity book. Write more about it. Compare landscapes. Compare the landscapes of Southern Alaska and Southern California. Describe the land and the climate in both places. Write interview questions. Imagine that you are a newspaper reporter. You have been asked to interview people after the earthquake that shook Southern California in January 1994. Write a list of questions that you would like to ask the people. Write your opinion. Choose one of the problems that threaten the coastal environment. Write your opinion of how people can cooperate to help solve this problem. Use vocabulary. Write the term that correctly matches each definition. Then, use the term in a sentence. Ecosystem. Fjord. Interest. Tundra. Volunteer. Wetlands. 1. A narrow inlet of the ocean between cliffs. 2. The relationship between living things and their non-living environment. 3. Flat land without trees that stays frozen most of the year. 4. A person who offers to do something without pay. 5. Low-lying land where the water level is always near or above the surface of the land. 6. The money a bank or a borrower pays for the use of money. Check understanding. 7. What causes earthquakes? 8. Which state in the West has the most people and leads the country in manufacturing? 9. Why is aluminum an important metal for manufacturing airplanes? 10. What carries oil from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez? 11. What is a wildlife refuge? 12. What city in Hawaii is the center of tourism, trade, and banking for the state? Think critically. 13. Personally speaking, would the threat of natural disasters, such as earthquakes or yearly flooding, stop you from living in a place that you like? Explain your response. 14. Cause and effect. What effect can oil spills have on the environment? 15. Explore viewpoints. Many of the people who live along Prince William Sound believed that they should help clean up after the oil spill. Do you agree with their point of view? Explain. Apply skills. Make a generalization. Study a population map of your state or another state. What generalizations can you make about the settlement patterns of that state? Act as a responsible citizen. Watch the people around you. Identify a person who you think is acting as a responsible citizen. Explain why you think that person is acting responsibly. Read more about it. Sanctuary, The Story of Three Arch Rocks, by Marianne Fraser, Henry Holt. Two men worked to create the nation's first protected area for wildlife. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Making social studies relevant. Preserving the national parks. The West has more national parks than any other region of the United States. These parks are places of beauty and recreation for the millions of people who visit them each year. The parks are also a source of income for nearby towns. Park visitors spend lots of money in the town's restaurants, gift shops, and hotels. Among the best-known national parks in the West are Yosemite in California and Yellowstone, which covers parts of Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. Both of these parks have serious problems that may affect the future of all the national parks. More people visit Yosemite than any other national park in the West. Often the park must be closed because of overcrowding. Some people even joke that roads in Yosemite have the longest traffic jams in the United States. At Yellowstone, there is not always enough money to keep up the park's buildings, trails, and roads. Many of the national parks get so much use that they need repair badly. Many people think that we are loving our parks to death. Think and apply. Find out more about the problems faced by our national parks or the state or city parks near you. Then work with other students to plan ways to let people know about the problems and to ask them to take better care of the parks. You may want to invite speakers to your school, design bumper stickers, write advertisements, or draw posters. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Check your media center or classroom video library for the Making Social Studies Relevant videotape of this feature. Unit 6 Review. Visual Summary. Summarize the main ideas. Study the pictures and captions to help you review what you read about in Unit 6. Write about a place. Choose one of the places shown in the visual summary. Write a paragraph that describes the place and tells what is happening there. Make a generalization. Study the story cloth. Then write three generalizations about the region known as the West. 1. The Pacific coast of the United States is different from place to place. 2. People have both damaged the Pacific coast environment and worked to protect it. 3. The West's rich supply of natural resources first attracted people to the region. People today continue to use the region's resources to earn their living. 4. Hawaii's location has affected its history and people. 5. The newer and taller mountains in the United States are all found in the West. 6. Mountains were barriers to westward travel. People have changed mountain environments to allow for better transportation and communication. Unit 6 Review. Use vocabulary. For each group of terms, write a sentence or two that explains how the terms are related. 1. Lava, volcano. 2. Slope, timberline. 3. Barrier, transcontinental railroad, labor. 4. Trade-off, opportunity cost. 5. Hunters and gatherers, ecosystem. Check understanding. 6. How do mountains change over time? 7. What happens to the temperature as the elevation increases? 8. Why is there less manufacturing in the Western Mountains than in some other parts of the United States? 9. How are rivers and dams important to manufacturing in the Pacific Northwest? 10. How has growth changed the coastal environment? 11. Why does Hawaii have few factories? Think critically. 12. Cause and effect. How have mountains affected transportation and settlement in the West? 13. Personally speaking, Billy Day volunteered to help clean up the environment of Prince William Sound. What can you do to help clean up the environment where you live? Apply skills. Use a road map and a mileage table. Use the map and the table to answer these questions. 14. How many miles is it from Corvallis to Portland? From Cannon Beach to Tillamook? Explain why you used either the map or the mileage table to find each answer. Cooperative Learning Workshop. Remember, share your ideas. Cooperate with others to plan your work. Take responsibility for your work. Help one another. Show your group's work to the class. Discuss what you learned by working together. Activity: Make a relief map. Work in a group to make a relief map of the United States. First, draw an outline map of the United States on a piece of poster board and color the major bodies of water. Then, use construction paper, clay, or paper mache to show the Appalachian Mountains, the Rocky Mountains, the Sierra Nevada, and the coast ranges. Color your map to show elevations from level plains to mountain peaks. Create a map key to identify the elevation each color stands for. Display your group's map in the classroom. Activity: Draw a map. Work in a group to draw an outline map of the West on a large sheet of paper. Use two different colors to show the mountain states and the Pacific states. Show the region's largest cities. Also, label large bodies of water and major landforms, such as the Rocky Mountains, the Great Basin, and the Sierra Nevada. Draw symbols to show the region's most important resources. Then point out places on the map as your group takes the rest of the class on a tour of the West. Unit Project Wrap-Up. Publish a classroom travel magazine. Work with your classmates to finish the unit project described on page 393, a magazine about places to visit in the West. First, decide which places to include in the magazine. Also, decide what articles, illustrations, and special features your magazine will have. Then, prepare a table of contents. Next, form several small groups, with each group working on a different part of the magazine. Once the parts have been put together, ask permission to display the magazine in the principal's office or the school library.